the United States, please welcome Imani Lee.
I'm here. Can't be destroyed. I'm gonna hit him so many times, he's gonna think he's surrounded.
I'm not saying I'm the greatest, I'm just saying I'm the latest.
Professional fighter Imani Lee grew up idolizing Muhammad Ali. Imani even started out as a boxer, but Lee switched things up a couple of years ago when he stepped into the world of mixed martial arts. The Virginia native also started competing in a style called K-1, which blends Thai kickboxing, karate, and kung fu. K-1 bouts are grueling. Only the best-trained fighters can win these one-on-one battles. Imani is one of the very few black athletes in K-1 today. 6.5 feet tall, 300 pounds, this fighter calls himself the Juggernaut. His impressive K-1 record stands at 14-3, including 10 knockouts. Today, Lee lives and trains in Southern California. At a gym in Hollywood, he explained why he decided to try K-1 fighting.
One day I was at home and I watched a K-1 match and I saw Bob Sapp fighting and I thought, man, that's a big dude, but he couldn't fight a lick. And he was ugly. And I was like, how could I allow somebody that ugly to represent me and my people? So I wanted to come out and show, and I felt like if he could do it, I can do it, and I knew I had way more athletic ability. The speed bag is for hand speed. It's eye-hand coordination. And what makes it great is because when it's time to be in a match, time to fight, you're able to land the punches that you want to land because you see the target. I want to bring back the day where a kid could come home and say, I want to be like Imani Lee, and the mother said, it's okay. So I want to bring that day back where a fighter is somebody who can have a conversation with you, they can articulate what they feel, they're businessmen. Because at the end of the day, that's really what you are. This business is 80% mental, 20% physical. Most guys kick and they don't put their hip into it, they'll just kick like that. But if you kick proper and you come right back off of it because you've landed, you put your hip into it, you should kick and come right back out. From the moment I go back to my corner and they put my mouthpiece in, I turn around and I'm looking at my opponent and I'm immediately thinking, okay, let me see what he's going to fall for this time. Let me throw a jab out there, see how he reacts to my jab. Let me throw a kick. Let me watch how he's moving. Let me see if he comes out more aggressive and I can counter. My mind is constantly going, okay, he threw a kick. Okay, that kick was kind of stiff. It was a nice hard kick. Okay, let me slide away from that this time. You know, okay, I see the open hand, bow. I catch him with a right hand, or I throw a left hook. Let me see how he reacts to this jab. Jab at him. Okay, I throw a kick, bow. Let me see how he reacts to that. So I'm constantly thinking, it's a chess match. Truly, in every sense of the word, it's a chess match. And either you're going to get on board now and holla choo-choo, or you're going to get on later. Either way, you're going to ride. Coming from the area where I watched Saturday morning Kung Fu Theater, I always wanted to be the black martial arts star. I wanted to be in action movies. I wanted to be the karate guy. Not like Jim Kelly, because he was corny. And I love the athletic ability that comes along with kicking. The fact that I'm 300 pounds, 6'5", and I could kick your head off your body. And to me, when you see a guy kicking and punching, and they throw a kick and it lands, and you knock a guy out, that's beautiful to me. Not that the guy's getting hurt, but just the fact that you used your body as a weapon and you were able to tell your body what it was going to do, how it was going to do it, and the way it was going to do it. That's beautiful to me. It's not just the fighting with me. It's not just going in and punching somebody. It's the fact that I control my body. My family, my mother's never watched a match. My mom was like, whatever you're going to do, do it to the best of your ability, and I support what you're going to do. So that was always her stance. My mom, right now, she's going through a hard time. My mom was just diagnosed with breast cancer. And it's hard because my mother she is a strong lady. It's been something that's heavy on my mind, but I know that if I do what I'm supposed to do, I can help her more than just falling apart. And right now, she needs everybody to just kind of be strong for her. And so I know that the more successful I become and the more I can help her financially, it makes an easier situation for everybody involved. So that's my focus, that's my goal, that's my everything. Because again, having your mother go through something like that, it kind of makes you look back at yourself like, okay, you're not promised anything. And I think it really forced me to like, okay, you know what? Complete focus on everything. You know, no excuses, no, okay, well, I can do that tomorrow. No, there is no tomorrow. I get scared normally 1 or 2 days before. And then by the time fight time comes, I'm calm as a cucumber because I know it's fight time. And no matter what I thought, now it's time. And I know, and at the end of the day, no matter what he does, is he willing? This is do or die for me. When I come in, you're going to have to kill me to beat me. And if you're not willing to die, you're not going to beat me, period. This means everything to me. I didn't come to California to lose, and I'm not going to lose. Imani means faith, and I have that all day. I'm here for a reason. I'm going to be K-1 champion.
I'm coming. I'm the juggernaut, and I'm coming for you. You can't move. You can't get away. I'm coming. I ain't saying I'm the greatest. I'm just saying I'm the latest. Feel me when I'm coming. I know you hear the footsteps. I'm coming at you. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. It'll be over quick. Don't worry.
That was mixed martial arts fighter Imani Lee. He spoke with us at a gym in Hollywood, California. There's a picture of Imani and a link to his promo video at our website, nprnewsandnotes.org.
I'm pretty.
After leaving the management, I had to do some soul searching.
I'm here. I can't be destroyed. I'm gonna hit him so many times, he gonna think he's surrounded.
He ain't trying to get as pretty as me, but.